Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you drinking? Vinny. Cake bread, Chardonnay. Haney. Mick Ultra. Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Bit 8 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. You want to turn up to 12? We got it for you. Send a request. Plus 4 text line 410-583-1057. Why 12? Because that's the top volume notch we have here at the 105.7 The Fan studios. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and he's off today. Orioles and Yankees game 2. NFL draft in the rearview mirror. NBA Stanley Cup playoffs rocking and rolling here. The Derby is Saturday. Holy mackerel, Canelo Alvarez back in the ring Saturday as well. So plenty to get into last day of April into May. But let's talk about the draft. Also, Rashad Bateman's contract extension, great. But I guess there was some verbiage. I don't know. I don't understand my own contract, quite frankly. But let's get out to the phones. The Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline, USA Today, the Ravens Wire, Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, it was a crazy weekend. Still recovering from all of the Ravens 9 draft picks that were made. And you're right, we got some very interesting information on Rashad Bateman's extension. So no shortage of Ravens things to talk about today.
No doubt. And with Bateman, we'll start there. And when we saw he signed the contract extension, that would, you know, maybe surprising news for some people. But we've been under the assumption, Kevin, that, hey, it's fifth-year option. Are the Ravens going to pick it up? And we were all leaning towards no. But come to find out and explain it to our audience that he wasn't even eligible for his fifth-year option yet.
It is a crazy turn based off of everything. The fifth-year option, obviously, is a big asset for first-round picks, just based off of especially how they've changed it in recent years. So it's not necessarily just a slot alignment where you get a lot of that value. But now it's based off of play time and incentives. And while Bateman, you know, only qualified for the basic tier, that was still around $14.3 million. But what we now know is that Bateman, you're right, was not eligible for that fifth-year option because last year he had the injury and then he ended up going on the did not report list for a couple of days. There was that whole conversation about why is he not showing up, why is he not there, something that he thought was harmless. I mean, he reported a few days later and it was fine, but it was apparently a situation where you have to report if you're on your rookie deal, you have to report or else you have that fifth year option nullified. So the new situation for Bateman was he was going to be a restricted free agent after the season. And those tenders whether it was a first-round tender, a second-round tender, right of first refusal tender, it was pretty much less than half of what the first round, the biggest one he could have gotten was $6.4 million on the first round. I believe it was like $4.9 on the second one. So that's a lot less money than the $14.3 million fifth-year option. Now, obviously, the Ravens could have still declined it, but the extension numbers 3 years has a max value of around $16, $17 million. It makes sense based off where Bateman was, where the Ravens get him for two more seasons. They have him through 2026. They add on a little bit more value to get the extra year, but it is a far cry from what Bateman would have gotten maybe on the fifth-year option, or if he were to play out the year with the fifth-year option decline, he would have had more leverage, but he lost all his leverage once he obviously didn't report and lost that option.
Boy, that was a game changer for sure. But all right, now let's look at him as a football player, Kevin. And, you know, John Harbaugh has been saying some very complimentary things about his skill set. Same with Eric DaCosta. Can Rashad Bateman, now entering his fourth year, be a game changer for this Ravens pass offense?
I think he can, but the question is, can he be consistent and can he stay healthy? Those are the two big questions. He has the potential. We've seen him in moments be a really big asset for the Ravens, for Lamar Jackson, but it just has never felt like he and Lamar have been on the same page. And again, that comes back to him missing time during the year, Lamar missing time during the year. They've never been able to fully get a season together because either Bateman's been injured or Lamar's been injured. So to me, if they can both stay healthy, have a full healthy offseason, that's a big part of it too. Look, I don't have a problem with the Ravens trusting Bateman in the number two role, but there is a little bit of risk involved because it's not to the same extent, Bob, that it was in 2022 when they literally, after Bateman's first season, said, all right, you're now the number one for this team and, you know, all of the hopes of this room ride on you because they did a really great job last season. But after Rashad Bateman in the room, I mean, they drafted Tez Walker in the fourth round a couple days ago. They signed Deontay Hardy, but he's primarily a special teams guy. Nelson Aguilar was great for him last year, so he's probably your number three right now. If Bateman goes down, do you trust Nelson Aguilar to be that number two? If Bateman isn't consistent enough, can other guys in that room step up? But we see the route running ability. We see what he can do when he's healthy. But it's about, again, the consistency and the health of him. Baltimore believes in him. I mean, they made that clear with the extension, and they've made it clear by not bringing in a guy to directly be competition for that number two spot. There's nobody who Bateman's going to be looking over his shoulder and saying, am I going to have to worry about losing snaps to this guy? With Odell not in the fold for right now, and again, I don't think that's a possibility, but there's no one that Bateman has to really worry about. So it's a big vote of confidence from the Ravens, and I expect them to have a huge role this year, along with the offense being more balanced.
Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw on this Turn It Up Tuesday. You mentioned Devontae Walker, TJ Tampa also wanting the fourth, and we'll get to Nate Wiggins and Roger Rosengarten and Isaac as well. But Walker, Tampa, looks like in the fourth round, no guarantees. As you know, I know rookie camps this weekend, Kevin, but they may have gotten some pretty strong value, Baltimore, with their two fourth round picks, it looks like.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. Tez Walker was somebody who I think a lot of people had in the third round, maybe like early fourth, like those first couple of picks. Now, there was a little run on wide receivers before Baltimore got to 113, but he's the type of player that Baltimore needed in that room. And that, to me, again, you can talk about players like Ladd McConkey or some of those other like shorter, speedier route runner wide receivers, but the Ravens have a lot of that on their team already. So getting Tez Walker, who obviously the allure to him is his speed, his deep threat ability, but he can go up there, catch contested passes, has the bigger body. So I think Baltimore, they did a good job of addressing a need, but also bringing in a player that fit the skill set that they needed at that position. So I was really happy with that pick. But I think the steal for the Ravens in this draft, that has to be TJ Tampa, consensus second-round pick out of Iowa State. And a guy that is super physical, can help you out in run support, but also is sticky in coverage and also maybe could play some safety for him this year too, has versatility. The reason he fell, I know everybody's wondering, well, if he was a second-round guy, why did he fall to the fourth? It was the testing numbers. Didn't really have a strong combine, the pro day, you know, ran a rough 40. But we've seen the Ravens take chances, and I say chances, on those guys before. Kyle Hamilton's the most recent one where people ragged on him for his 40 time, and you know, the Ravens, they value testing, but they don't make it the be-all, end-all of the player. And I think some teams in today's NFL do. We even saw it with Orlando Brown Jr. back in 2018 when he tested poorly. The Ravens took a shot on him in the third round after he fell out of pretty much consensus second-round territory, and it worked. So Tampa's somebody. You look at the Ravens' corner room with Nate Wiggins in there factoring in. You essentially replace Ronald Darby and Rocky Essien with Nate Wiggins and TJ Tampa. I think that's a pretty big upgrade.
Kevin, we've talked with you many times about the offensive line. Only two starters returning from last year, Linderbaum, Ronnie Stanley, Rosengarten. Do we automatically pencil him at the top of the depth chart at right tackle, or is that going to be an earned spot for him?
I think it is going to be an earned spot, but I still put him there. I think the Ravens, at this point, with what they're working with and where the team is right now, they need to get really good production out of their early picks. And that's not saying that Rosengarten can have, you know, a terrible minicamp, terrible preseason and win the job. I mean, he's going to be competing with guys, Daniel Falele being one of them. So to me, I think he's going to have to earn it. But if I had to predict, I think Rosengarten gets that job. He is the prototypical, like, frame of what Baltimore is looking for in terms of the height, the weight. He could stand to add a little bit of weight in there. It's the same thing with Nate Wiggins, but they believe that with an NFL strength program, they'll be able to fill in pretty nicely. But the Ravens want more athleticism on the offensive line. Rosengarten ran a sub 5 40 yard dash as a 308-pound offensive lineman. So that's pretty good. Foot speed is there. To me, I think that the Ravens, they've had this opportunity to kind of do a mini revamp with these three starters out. And while they haven't necessarily added a ton, this was the first step in terms of what do they want this offensive line to look like moving forward. I think athleticism is the name of the game, and Rosengarten fits that mold.
All right, Kevin, real quick, give us a scouting report on Rasheen Ali, fifth-round running back out of Marshall.
Yeah, he's someone that I think can slot right into the Keaton Mitchell role while Keaton is recovering from the ACL. Someone who can run good routes out of the backfield, has that speedy element to him. It's a lot easier to have that one-for-one with Keaton Mitchell because obviously once Mitchell comes back, you're putting him in a role. But to me, he's a guy at Marshall that had a ton of production. Obviously, it's a smaller school, so again, can that translate over? But he's a talented player, has that shiftiness, that burst to him, stuff along the lines that we saw with Keaton Mitchell. Now, obviously, I think no one can necessarily replicate the speed Keaton Mitchell has when he's healthy because he is fast, but Ali has it too. So you have him in the Keaton Mitchell role at the beginning of the year, and then once Keaton comes back, it's a lot easier to slot him into that fourth running back, game day inactive role, and have Keaton kind of reclaim his spot in the Ravens offense. Plus, if someone else goes down, Ali is good insurance too. Eric DaCosta, John Harbaugh made it pretty evident during the pre-draft press conference they were looking at running back, and they got their guys. I'd say a value pick in the fifth round there for Rasheen Ali.
Kevin Ostreicher, what's happening at USA Today, the Ravens wire?
It's just rounding out the post-draft content. We had all that pre-draft content throughout the process, and now we know who everybody is. So diving into what they had to say during their press conferences, looking at their backgrounds, their skill set. So a bunch of prospect content, well, now Ravens rookie content out there on Ravens Wire.
Kevin, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Always appreciate you, Bob. Thanks so much as always.
You got it, buddy. Here's Kevin Ostreicher, everyone. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw will come back. Whip around. A lot going on in the NBA and the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. And historically, today is April the 30th, the last day of the month, 2024. Some cool stuff happening with the Orioles and the NFL draft. And the greatest of all time fought right down the road on this day back in 1976. We'll elaborate. Look at the Orioles and Yankees again last night. Birds win the opener 2-0. Well, look at lineups and who's got the better future with their lineup. I'm leaning black and orange, and it's not the Kool-Aid talking yet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Vinny and Hades whip.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Hades, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Hades, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off today. Time for the whip around. NBA playoffs last night. Lakers taking on the defending NBA champion Nuggets. And in the end, it was a Kentucky Wildcat by way of Canada. Dropping that hammer in the final seconds.
Difference of 2 seconds, the game clock and the shot clock.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime.
Jokic a screen, Murray to try to break the tie.
No time now by the Lakers, they gotta go.
James, a bump, a feed, a print shot, no! Zeroes on the clock, the Nuggets advance!
Well, goodbye. LA Lakers TNT on the call. Reggie Miller and Kevin Harlan getting it done. Jamal Murray hit a jumper. Inside, little mid-range stuff in the paint. Less than 4 seconds left, but the Lakers were out of timeouts. And, you know, LeBron got bodied up. He got rid of Torian Prince, who threw up a half-court heave. It was not enough. And it was the Denver Nuggets. Let me stress, the defending NBA champions. The Lakers didn't win the championship last year. Denver did. 108-106. Jamal Murray had 32 in the win. As they take the series at 5 games, Nikola Jokic could be this year's MVP, which would be, what, 3 out of 4 years? Taking home the hardware, 25 points, 20 boards, 9 assists. And it looks like Denver's got Minnesota in the second round of the NBA playoffs. That should be a very interesting series. Got the Stifel Tower there. Could try to get under the skin of Jokic, but that's neither here nor there. Question for Lakers fans is, what's LeBron going to do? He's got a player option. He can bounce. He can leave. He goes somewhere else. Now, Bronny declared for the NBA draft, and LeBron has always said he wants to play with his son in the NBA. LeBron is 39 years old, is all his brilliance. Father time eventually beats us all. It'll be interesting to see. I'm guessing he plays. Now, where he plays remains to be seen. Well, the Wizard Walt Williams joining us in the 12 o'clock hour, as a matter of fact, talks about NBA playoffs. But Darvin Ham won't be coaching LeBron James. There's the one absolute I think we can get from all of this. But bye-bye, Lakers. And we'll see what their offseason looks like. But Denver moves on, looking to defend their NBA title. Boston all over Miami last night down in Florida, 102-88. Haywood Highsmith, Archbishop Curley, Baltimore. 3 points, 2 boards there. But Derek White dropped 38 in the win for the Celtics, who were up 3-1. And also, the New Orleans Pelicans. Go enjoy your beignets and your hurricanes and them shrimp poi boys or something to die for in New Orleans. I spent time there. Oklahoma City, 97-89. Aaron Wiggins, Maryland, Terps. Coached by Keith Gatlin, Terps legend in high school. 5 points, 2 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals. Nolan's favorite player, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 24, as OKC advances 4-0 sweep out there in the West. Tonight, NBA playoff first round. Philly looking to, New York looking to close out. Philly up 3-1 back at Madison Square Garden. The series that everyone's forgotten, Orlando at Cleveland. This series is actually tied at 2-2, but all four games have been blowouts. So there's been no drama other than it's tied. And if Orlando wins in Cleveland, then old Donovan Mitchell is looking like another early playoff exit during his career. But 2-2 is that one. And Indiana is at Milwaukee. Pacers are up 3-1. Giannis is banged up. Lillard's banged up. Chris Middleton was brilliant on Friday in game 4, but it wasn't enough as they lose in overtime. But the Bucks, they fired their coach, Adrian Griffin, who, by the way, was a teammate of Walt Williams in the NBA, brought in Doc Rivers. And Doc Rivers gets fed. Nolan, help me out here. Doesn't he always get fired because his team's losing the playoffs?
Correct.
So to make sure we go deeper in the playoffs, let's hire a guy that gets fired because his teams don't go deep in the playoffs. I mean, I'm not Red Auerbach. I'm just trying to think here. Nothing's happened. And right out of the broadcast booth, too.
I think it's just unfortunate that Giannis is not a part of the equation here.
Oh, no.
Because then, all right, if you lose with him, then we can really start piling on with the Doc Rivers thing.
Yeah.
But without your best player, Indiana's a great young team.
High-scoring team. And Milwaukee with Giannis was defensively challenged because defensively Lillard's a downgrade from Drew Holiday now in Boston. But either way, Bucks are in trouble. And to your if they have Lillard and Giannis at full strength, they probably beat the Pacers, I'm guessing. But they don't. And now they're going home, maybe. And then we can get into the fun. That's what we do, sports talk. Judge other people while we sit on our big asses on couches. Fitty at Haney 105.7 The Fan. It is the whip around. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. NHL playoffs. Another team going home for the summer. Tampa Lightning. They lose to the Florida Panthers 6-1. Florida wins that series 4-1. Dallas beats the Golden Knights 4-2. That series tied at 2 apiece. Toronto, Boston tonight. Bruins trying to finish them off. Islanders are at Carolina. Hurricanes up 3-1, trying to finish off New York. Colorado is at Winnipeg. The Avalanche up 3-1 in that one. Nashville is at Vancouver. The Canucks up 3-1. Their Caps, their season ended over the weekend. This day in sports history, it is April the 30th. Unbelievable. 1979. Actually, let's go to 1976. Cap Center, Landover. Muhammad Ali beat Jimmy Young, 15-round unanimous decision to defend his heavyweight championship. A lot of controversy about this fight. What I remember about the fight, it was blacked out in Baltimore because it was down in D.C. and it wasn't sold out, if I'm not mistaken. So it wasn't on here, ABC affiliate. It's on YouTube if you want to watch it. And a lot of people to this day who are old enough to remember think Jimmy Young got robbed. They won like 10 of the 15 rounds, but it is either here nor there. But the greatest right down the road in Landover. Oriole history, 1979. Seattle, Eddie Murray, RBI ground out, top of the 10th. One of his three ribbies for the day. Rich Dower, 4 hits, 3 runs scored. Gary Renicki went deep. Don Stanhouse gets the win as the Birds edge Seattle 8-7 out there in the King Dome. In the Baggy Dome, 1997, Orioles beat the Twins 12-3. B.J. Surra, Pete Incaviglia go yard. Brady Anderson, 2 hits, 3 ribbies. Mike Bordick, who's going to be down at Pickles with us tonight, was 3-for-3, 3 runs scored, 2 ribbies. Scott Kamenicki got the win, 12-3. Orioles wire-to-wire that year in the East. 2023, a year ago today. Hey, this happened in Detroit.
The 1-1, swinging a high fly ball left field. Deep trouble by the foul pole. Gone, a home run. Jorge Mateo. Off to an incredible start for the Orioles. That is a huge add-on run in the ninth inning.
Well, that was Tigers radio, as you can tell by the tone of the call there. But Jorge Mateo, his 6th homer of the year on the last day of April. He would only hit one more the rest of the season, and that was an inside-the-park homer. And we talked about it many times. He was the team MVP in April last year. Orioles win, by the way, 5-3. Adam Frazier now in Kansas City. He got the home run fun, too. Austin Voth got the win for the Birds as he and Yennier Cano closed out the game. Kyle Bradish started for the Orioles, got roughed up a little bit by Detroit. But a year ago today, the Orioles on their way to winning the AL East, and that's what all three of those teams have in common. 79, 97, 23, all division winners. When we come back, we'll look at this year's Oriole team. Compare lineups. Last night, Orioles versus Yankees. Only two runs scored, fortunately, both by the Birds. Grace Rodriguez in the bullpen stoning a New York team that had put 36 runs on the board in Milwaukee over the weekend, including 30 in the last two games of the series. But bigger upside belongs to who? And now that David Rubenstein owns the Orioles, could the Birds be a little more aggressive in spending some dough?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh.
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere f***ing else.
2-0 pitch. That's a fly ball to left center. Blade going back. Still going back at the track. Long way to go, and he can't make the play, and it is gone. It's a home run for Rutschman. It's now 4-3.
A's Radio. A Sunday. Unfortunately, game the Orioles lost, but Adley Rutschman, back-to-back days with a homer. Roped one up the middle yesterday. Coming on here at the last day of April, hitting 316. Doing Adley-type stuff. It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haiti, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off today. What we're going to do here, a little exercise. And the only exercise I do nowadays is verbal ones. You know, I can hurt myself doing a push-up or a pull-up. So last time you've done a pull-up, by the way, Nolan McGraw?
Yesterday. I've been banging out some sets in the morning and the afternoon.
I don't believe you.
Well, I don't have much weight to pull up.
That's true.
But, yeah, I do some good 10, 11, 12 reps.
What, you got a little door jam there? Is that what it
is? Yeah, convenient at home.
You don't fall on your ass and make for good America's Funniest Video blooper type stuff there?
Not yet. It's coming.
Yeah. You don't record yourself doing these sorts of things, do you?
Not for the masses.
No. Do you really?
No, I don't.
Here's me doing some curls. Look at me.
Got to make sure your form's good.
I guess so. So you could judge yourself. But anyway, we look at the Oriole lineup last night versus New York. And yes, New York's got the deeper pockets, always will. And with David Rubenstein and his group taking over, hopefully Baltimore gets a little more aggressive in spending. Look, there was a time when Peter Angelos was in full-on Peter Angelos mode, where I believe it was at least 2 years, where the Orioles had the number one payroll in baseball, late 90s. And the year they re-signed Chris Davis, they spent more money in free agency than any team in baseball. That was, what, 2015? It was after his second monster year, so yeah. Right?
Yes. Davis?
Yeah.
16.
It's 16. Okay. So either way, there was a tendency to open up the old checkbook. Hey, they signed a Baldo after the 2013 season. I mean, some of these did not turn out well. Let's stress that. But still, a tendency or a willingness to spend money, you know, we'll see. But we look at it shortstop for shortstop. And Volpe won the Gold Glove last year, was one top three rookie of the year. Gunnar won it. Let's stress that. Henderson versus Volpe. And this is probably unfair because Volpe, I believe, is an all-star level guy. Henderson's an MVP level player. So, advantage Orioles?
Yeah. I mean, that's not even homerism talking.
Yeah, that's...
I think there's some Yankees fans that would agree, but it's tough, like you said, for Volpe there because you probably take him over a lot of other guys on the Orioles. It's just he's not better than Gunnar.
In dopey trade talk stuff, it would be Volpe and probably two other players that would have to be involved to even, you know what I mean? This a one-on-one. Yeah, Gunnar Henderson's the better ball player, but Volpe's good. So as we move on with that one. Catcher, Wells last night, who was a first-round pick by the Yankees. Behind the plate versus Adley Rutschman. We just heard him going deep, who was the first player in the draft in 2019, and the Orioles started winning pretty much when he came up. Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Jordan Westberg, Grayson Rodriguez, these guys have known nothing but winning games, whereas the Santanders and the Mountcastles and the Mullinses, they've had to take their lumps moving their way through the ranks. These guys have been playing on good teams, so losing is not in their professional DNA. But let's say advantage Baltimore behind the plate here.
Boy, the Yankees, ever since Gary Sanchez's career just fizzled out, they have not been able to figure out catcher. Higashioka for a little bit there, now out of the picture. I guess Trevino, he's actually hitting better than Wells this year, but still not an everyday guy.
All right, third base. Now, last night it's Arias, but long term it's going to be Jordan Westberg, Orlando Cabrera. Oswaldo Cabrera,
right.
Excuse me. Yeah, it's
Westberg. There's one of those guys that you could pick someone from the Orioles farm system would be starting over Cabrera.
Yeah, and look, let's stress this too. And Gleyber Torres is someone who's been a pain in our rear ends for years, especially a couple years back. But, you know, Jackson Holliday is going to be the long-term solution at second base for the Orioles. And, you know, did hit, you know, below 100 when he was here. And, you know, 1-for-8 since his return to the minors. But he's the number one prospect in baseball, which means 3 years from now when he, you know, gets even bigger and more adept with the glove at second, becomes more familiar with the pitching here, there's a future stud there too.
Mm-hmm.
So...
No disrespect to Gleyber, though.
No, not at all. I'm sure he's listening to the show right now here on 105.7 The Fan. My point is, with the younger guys, the Orioles have the advantage. Now, Keith Law, the Athletic, has their system. New York's ranked number 7. Baltimore's number 1. I mean, the Orioles have all of these magic beans. They're not all going to come here and play for the Orioles. They're going to be flipped, we assume, for help, whether it's in your rotation eventually or in the back end of your bullpen. But looking at the rest of the team for both sides as we look ahead to the 2024 pennant race, Juan Soto in right field over Anthony Santander, fair?
For this year.
Yeah, we're talking.
We'll see if he keeps it. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yes. Center field, it's going to be Judge because Verdugo he's on maternity leave. Judge over said.
Yep.
Left field, Hazy and Verdugo, or, you know, Kowser.
I'd put Kowser there for the debate, and I'll take him with the longevity over. And I don't even hate Verdugo. I actually never minded him when he was with Boston, but he's a max,
advantage Orioles,
three-war player.
I think there's a little more potential there, multifaceted stuff with the players the Orioles have at that disposal. First base, Rizzo versus Mountcastle.
This one's tough for me. Lefty versus righty.
Rizzo has gold gloves. Mountcastle was a finalist.
Yeah. I mean, Mountcastle's making the flashy plays, though. Made another nice one last night. I'll say for the ballpark they play in, I'll go Rizzo.
You son of a bitch.
Slight advantage.
Okay. I'll go Mountie. Because Rizzo had a great series against Milwaukee, but he looked to be someone trending down had a little rebirth there. And Stanton at DH versus, I don't know, pick a guy that could be DH for the Orioles.
I think I might take Ramon Urias over Stanton just because Stanton's going to be injured here.
In the hustle levels. Not,
right.
I mean, he makes Manny look like Pete Rose. Let's be honest. Now, the rotation, this is where things, Nolan, and I know we're pressed for time here, could get a little bit interesting. Advantage. And New York's going without Gerrit Cole right now. Burns, I think, could go pitch for pitch based on track records with Gerrit Cole. And we'll see Rodon tonight. Stroman, talk about guys that could be annoying. Schmidt, you know, I don't know. I don't know. This one's interesting.
They're better 1-5 right now. Have to see if Kyle Bradish can be the Kyle Bradish from last year. Then we can talk. John Means, same thing. But as of right now, I mean, Yankees, quite frankly, one of the better rotations in all baseball so far this season.
Yep. And then Clay Holmes versus, we'll still say, Craig Kimbrell here. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about what's happening on April 30th, 24, not 5 years ago.
All right. Well, Holmes is a stud. 9 saves, earned run average of 0. Yeah.
All right.
I'll take him.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Why are we doing this exercise? Because we assume these will be the top two teams when it's all settled in the American League East. If we're wrong, get in here and tell us why. Toronto always has this great talent base, and they do make the postseason. They just tend to disappear quickly when they do.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Put your headphones in and ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday, crank it up to 12. Pick a song, we'll play it loud. You send requests, Plaza Sports text line. Got news from the Nets coming up here, top of the hour. Going to hear from Eric DaCosta talking about the draft that was for his Baltimore Ravens. Now the question is, what other moves do they need to make to strengthen the team? Trying to defend that AFC North championship with both Pittsburgh and Cincinnati looking to be better than they were last year. And Cleveland made the playoffs with Joe Flacco leading the way, but he's now in Indy with the Colts. Deshaun Watson, health status there. You got Kansas City and Buffalo and the Chargers on your schedule, among others. So things aren't easy for Baltimore, but they usually find a way to improvise and adapt and make themselves contenders in the National Football League. Buy or sell, where's the Turn It Up Tuesday money? We're going out of pickles tonight, 5:30. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me, Mike Bordick, Ryan Ripken, come by, say hello, getting you ready for game 2 against New York. But is there going to be any spending money? I had to buy a visor yesterday, $20. You know, my flowing locks tend to get my eyes there, Nolan. So I got to, you know, make it, like, Fabio it up a little bit there.
Strong hat game. You've got a seemingly unlimited supply of hats.
I've got a team-issued 1969 Oriole hat, team-issued 1971 Oriole hat. I got a Paul Blair Game Worn 1976 hat. Oh, I've got – my hat game is cool, extremely cool. And I just keep adding to it. I don't know why.
It'll be worth something someday.
Yeah, the three I just mentioned, I could probably get pretty penny for if I chose to do so, which I don't. But anyway, if we got that money, we'll hopefully count it at 12:15. And the Wizard Walt Williams talking about the NBA playoffs. Kevin Durant, as Walt knows personally, both PG County guys. His playoff stay was brief. And LeBron James, will he stay in L.A. when it's all said and done? But Nolan, say hi to the people before we get to the fun house here.
You know, we're talking about Gunnar Henderson, the greatness, obviously, building that MVP resume. The offense stands out. We didn't mention the spectacular defensive play made last night where he stretched out at second. The runner's going from first to second, didn't get a good read.
Santander.
Right, a good throw by Santander, but then, you know,
I think
Gunner,
that was Stanton, wasn't it?
Right, stretching out like he's a first baseman there, trying to get the pick.
Yeah, and made the play, and I know Aaron Boone was looking at the possible challenge, and, you know, Stanton was out. I mean, he was caught in no man's land, as the Kevin Brown said on the broadcast. So that's a tough one to read. You know what I mean? But heads up play by Santander, because he does have a plus arm. And then, like you said, Gunner looking like, you know, Boo Pow out there on second base, getting the stretch. And we talked about it earlier, just, you know, the advance from second to third and then scoring on the error from Volpe in the eighth inning, that turn wasn't the difference-making run, but as we saw Sunday against Oakland, hey, no margin is safe at Camden Yards, especially against a team like New York that can bash just like Baltimore can.
Right, and the more you keep mentioning it, I'm starting to feel the same way, that an offensive explosion is coming, maybe as soon as tonight.
All right, Nolan, we got a funhouse coming?
It's already 56.
It's a yes or no question.
That's a no.
All right. When we come back, news from the nest. Stay tuned for that. Buy or sell. Coming up at 12:15, Walt Williams will be joining us, talking about the NBA playoff Maryland legend. And then we'll get to the funhouse at 12:45. John Cooper from rlads.com. Look back at the draft. Maybe preview the top prospects for next year. Yeah, we're going to go there. AL East report at 1:15. And then Ryan Ripken, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, he'll be joining us at 1:30.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.